Positive Statements for Fighting Negativity by Maria Fontaine.
I'd like to share some faith-building statements inspired by the Lord that I pray will help bolster your faith when you're battling negativity. There's quite a bit of variety in these, but if there aren't any that fit your situation to a T, hopefully they can serve as examples and help you to come up with faith boosters that will express the feelings on your heart and the battles that you face. Whether I feel capable and talented or not, I am determined to do my best. The Lord is the one who has made me, so the Lord is the one who will do it through me. I believe that faith is doing, not feeling, so I am going to do my best by faith, regardless of how I feel. I made a mistake today, but I'm determined to grow and learn from it. I am not going to allow discouragement and condemnation to drag me down because of this mistake. I choose instead to praise you, Jesus, for this mistake, because through it I can learn greater lessons of humility. And now I'm going to get up and try again. I am making progress because today I'm determining to fight, and today I refuse to quit. So what if I'm not perfect? I'm fighting for change and growth. As long as I am following Jesus and what He shows me through His Word, I can trust that I am moving forward and becoming the person the Lord wants me to be. I am going to praise Jesus today, regardless of how I feel. I don't care that I'm tired, worried, anxious, or discouraged over these many little things. Today, I want to feel happy, content, praiseful, cheerful, and positive. So I'm going to fill my mind with good things, positive thoughts, and words of praise. I thank you, Jesus, for this day dedicated to praise. I may feel like a mess, I may even be a mess, but Jesus promised that there is always strength available to me. I claim that strength for today. I refuse to dwell negatively on myself. I'm going to look outward, toward others, toward other needs or needy situations, toward the lost souls who are desperately in need of Jesus. Today, I am going to do something positive for someone I come in contact with. I'm going to do something today to make their day better and to make them happier. Jesus chose me. Jesus bought me. Jesus paid the highest price for me. I am worth it. I have been bought with the price of Jesus' blood. That's how precious He deems me. I am valuable to Jesus. And I am going to live this day to make Him proud of His investment. I will not compare my life negatively with others. Jesus would not withhold any good thing from me. So if there is something that I would like but is not possible for me to have it, I can safely assume that it would not be good for me to have it. Even if I'm not the best at what I do, I can do my personal best in whatever I do. And I will do my personal best, no matter how I feel about myself or my talents. Even if I don't have any talents in certain areas, if the Lord is asking something of me, He'll help me to accomplish it. No matter how I feel, I am beautiful. I am God's creation, and He never says, "Whoops." I'm beautiful because He made me. I am going to be content in whatever state I'm in. I will be thankful for how He's made me. I will be happy for the way He's formed me. I want Him to know that no matter what, I love Him and will be continually praiseful. I am making progress in my spiritual life, and each day Jesus is taking me further. The Lord isn't comparing me to others, so neither should I. I will be content with the way the Lord has made me, what experiences He's trusted me to go through, and the spiritual depth and maturity He has given me. I will continue to love and serve Him to the best of my ability, no matter how I feel about the progress of my spiritual life. The Lord has made me unique. He's given me unique abilities, a unique mind, a unique personality, a unique flavor to add to this world. I will show Jesus that I am happy with how He's created me, and I'm happy to be His creation by living the life He's given me to live, wholeheartedly, contentedly, cheerfully, happily. A heart at peace gives life to the body. Proverbs 14:30. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. 1 Timothy 6:6-7. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Psalm 103:1-2. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Isaiah 26:3. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. Psalm 37:4-5.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.